The Gemara in the Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Mem Tes on the Days, discusses the halacha of Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. The Gemara tells a story. Ahu Gavra, there was a person, the Zavin Lenichse, Adaita Lemesak LeEretz Yisrael. He sold all his Nechasim. And the reason he sold all his Nechasim was because he was making Aliyah, he was going to Eretz Yisrael, and as a result, he didn't need Nechasim and Chutz La'aretz, he'll go to Eretz Yisrael and he's going to start from scratch. So he decides he's going to sell all his Nechasim, he has a buyer, sits down at a closing table, and he did everything but tell the buyer that the reason he's selling his Nechasim is because he plans on going to Eretz Yisrael. No, in the meantime, something happened, an oinus happened, and he couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So he went back to the buyer and he told him, listen, I know I sold you all my Nechasim. I did so, Adaita Lemesek L'Eretz Yisrael. Now, I didn't tell you about it, but I'm telling you, that's what was going on in my mind. And as a result, my plans changed. I need a place to live. I need a donkey. I need a horse. I need all my inyanim. And as a result, I want to wind back my transaction. I'll give you back the money. Could you please give everything back to me? So the Gemara says, the Shaila was brought to Rav. And Amar Rav epically said, Hevi dvarim shebelev, dvarim shebelev einu dvar. This person never told the buyer. He didn't sit and stipulate and say that he was only selling his nechasim adaita lemesnek le'eretz Yisrael. Now, he was thinking it, but very nice you were thinking it. Dvarim shebelev. And dvarim shebelev is einu dvar. In other words, if he would have expressed it verbally, he would have made a tenai. He would have said, I'm doing this adaita lemesek l'eretz Yisrael. So then, anachinami, if the plans change, you sold something ala tenai, now the tenai is on the sky, so you unwind the transaction. But he never said anything. And being that he never said anything, said, Rav, it's tvarim shabalev, tvarim shabalev, ain't dvarim. So again, what's tvarim shabalev? When you think something that had you said it, it would have had an impact in halacha. But you didn't say it. You only thought it. It's dvarim, cigarette, of a cigarette in hearts, and dvarim shebelev is ein dvarim. Says the Gemara, no, the Rava, how did Rava know this halacha of dvarim shebelev ein dvarim? Ilemi mehad etnan, did he know from the following Mishnah? Yakriv oisoi, melamit shekoyfen oisoi, yachol bal korchei tamaloi meritzoini, okay, tzad koyfen oisoi, achi emiroitzani. So if it sounds familiar, because this is a braisa that the Gemara brought in our daf. It says in the Torah that the carbon oil had to be brought to rotzen. Stating that, it says yakrivoisa. You can force a person that's chayv to bring a carbon oil to bring the carbon oil berotzen. It's an oxymoron. You can force a person to do something willingly. It doesn't even make sense. Says the Gemara, koifenoisai atchiyoy meroitzani. Freak the Gemara, vamai. How does this koifenoisai atchiyoy meroitzani business work? Ha belibe loy nichale. He doesn't want to do it, right? He's kicking and screaming, I don't want to do it. Finally, he was forced into it. But it's pretty obvious that he doesn't want to do it. So if it's obvious that he doesn't want to do it, why does it work? Why is it considered l'ratzen? Zok t'gemar elolah bishom damrin and dvarim shablei vein and dvarim. Isn't it because dvarim shablei vein and dvarim? Someone says, had it Rav know dvarim shablei vein and dvarim? Maybe he knew it from Yaakov Oysoi. Melamit shekoyfen oysachiyem meroitzani. He doesn't want to do it. The teretz is, it's because it's dvarim shablei. Once he says roitzani, and once he does it, so fakert, now anything that he's thinking is really a dvarim shabalev. So you see from here, dvarim shabalev, ain't a dvarim. The one says, no, but dilma shani yosam, that not tzahadi, the nichalev kapara. It could be over there, it's not a dvarim shabalev. Over there, it's a non tzahadi that he for sure wants it. Meaning, dvarim shabalev is where we're not 100% sure what this person really wants. But if we know for sure that this person really wants to do this, it's not dvarim shebelev. Over here, there's an anan tzahadi, the nilcha b'kaparu. There it is. So let me say it. Maybe know from the safe. You can force a person to give a get where he's obligated to give the get. What do you mean? You force him and he said roitzani. At the end of the day, he doesn't want to give the get. So if he doesn't want to give the get, so who cares he said roitzani? But you know he doesn't want to. Other teretz is, the fact that you know he doesn't want to is dvarim shebelev, and dvarim shebelev ain't dvarim. Maybe this is the raya. Mar says there's no raya, because it could be there, it's different. Mishum, the mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Meaning that there's a mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, fakir, we assume that he really does want to. But en chenami, if there was a real reason to think he doesn't want to, even if it's only dvarim shebelev, maybe dvarim shebelev would be dvarim. The Gemara continues until the Gemara comes up with its makar to dvarim shebelev ain't dvarim. But we only need this part of the sugya. Take the Rashba. The Gemara is trying to find the source to Rava's din of Dvarim Shabalev Einan Dvarim. Said the Gemara, maybe the Makar is Yakriv Oysai, Malamit Shekoyfen Asachem Eroitzani. Or maybe the Makar is from the Get Mosa. You force a person to give a get, and if he says Roitzani, the get is going to be a get. What's the havamina that should be a tzushtel to Dvarim Shavaleh? It's because he's going to be forced to do one thing or say one thing when you know that's not really what he's thinking. Meaning, when this person is forced to bring the carbon, you know from the fact that he was forced to bring the carbon that he doesn't really want to bring the carbon. When this person is forced to give the get, you know from the fact that he was forced to give the get that he doesn't really want to give the get. So why is the carbon a carbon? Why is the get a get? The teretz is, must be, Zokta Gemara, because the fact that he doesn't want to do it is Dvarim Shabalev. And Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim. The Gemara is doichit. Gemara says there's no raya. But Be'etzim, the Gemara thinks here in Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Aleph that from the sugyas of Koifen Oitzat Shiyemer Roitzani, there's a raya that Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim. Because if Dvarim Shabalev is Dvarim, then the whole mitzius, the whole institution of Koifen Oitzat Shiyemer Roitzani should be dead on arrival. Because you know he doesn't want it. What's the raya he doesn't want it? Because he had to be forced into it. If he wanted to do it, he would not have had to have been forced into it. So Zok the Gemara, does the raya as Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim? The Gemara is stoich, the Gemara has no raya. Fake the Rajba, I don't understand. The Gemara came out in Bava Basra Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Hilchisa Tol Yuv Zavin Zvini Zvini. And why is it Tol Yuv Zavin Zvini Zvini? Because we say Agav Unse Gomer Amakna. So what does it mean Agav Unse Gomer Amakna? Where a person's forced into doing something, we assume that he has the Gemira's Das to do what he's doing. It's not the pshat that, yeah, you forced me to do it, but I don't really want to do it. To the contrary, you forced me to do it, and I do want to do it. That's the whole yisoid of Avakav Unzi Gomer Amakna. So in fact, the Rashba, I have a steerus asugyas. The Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin wanted to learn from Koifan Esachi Emer Roitzani. Dvarim Shabalev Ein and Dvarim. For a zeitig reason, the Gemara said you can't learn it from there. But Be'etzim, from every Koifan Esachi Emer Roitzani, stell sich the frage, what happened to Dvarim Shabalev? And says the Gemara, maybe this is a raya that Dvarim Shabalev Ein and Dvarim. The Rashba, no, this is not a problem with Dvarim Shabalev. Dvarim Shabalev is when the Dvarim Shabalev asoysa what it is you're saying. Over there, fakert, we assume that you're thinking everything that you're saying. Agav unsi gomer amakna. So fake the Rashba, bumbakasha. I don't understand how the Gemara here in Kedusha Nunam and Aleph wanted to bring a raya, Dvarim Shabalev, Einan Dvarim, from Koifan Oysach Yeme Roitzani. Didn't Rafuna say, Tol Yuv Azov and Zvini Zvini? And the svar of Rafuna is, Agav unsi gomer amakna. And the Rashba says, to roots him to answer this kasha. But it's Yodua, B'shem Reb Chaim Brisker. The Reb Chaim said a Dovin Nifla to answer this kasha. Reb Baruch Per brings it in the Shiurim, and really a lot of the Talmidei Reb Chaim said over this Chiddush Mishmoy, and that is that normal, when you learn our Gemara, Rav Huna said, Tol Yuv Azovin Zvini Zvini, Tol Yuv V'yohiv Loi Havi Matana. What's the difference? Tol Yuv Azovin, you were forced to sell something. I didn't really want to sell it, but you're forcing me to sell it. No problem. I'm going to sell it to you. We assume zvine zvini. Agam unzi gamer amakta. But if you force somebody to give a matana, then for sure you have a matana. The difference, of course, is that when you force someone to sell something, at the very least, he's getting something in return. Being that he's getting something in return, so mele zvine zvini. You force someone to give a matana, he's not getting anything in return. So even if he says right, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we assume for sure that even though he gave the matana, he didn't really mean to give the matana. Meaning, when you force someone to sell something, we assume, yeah, your das was to sell it. When you force someone to give someone a matana, so then we assume your das was not to give a matana. Said Reb Chaim, is it so poshet? I mean, let's be honest. Let's talk about this super balabatish. Tol Yuv Azovin, Agav Unzi Gomer Amakna. You're so sure? You don't hear another tzad? It can't be that the person really doesn't want to do it, but like, what was he supposed to do? Meaning, there's a sugya over here. Just because you did it doesn't mean you have the Gemira's Das, right? What's the raya? First of all, because Rav Huna's halacha is not something that everybody agrees with. Rabbi Mishmeid Rav Nachman didn't hold like Rav Huna. Tol Yuv V'yohiv, just because he gave it doesn't mean you have Gemira's Das. Just because you do it, and just because you say that you want to do it, doesn't really mean you have Gemira's Das. I'll say, Anudanim, do you have a Gemira's Das? You're not have a Gemira's Das. So the Gemara says, Tol Yuv V'zavim, being that you're getting money, Agav Unzi Gomer Amakna. Efshenisht. Maybe you really weren't Gomer Amakna. Said Reb Chaim and Achinami. I'm asking. You can't tell me for sure that you were Gomer Amakna. But being that it's possible that you were Gomer Amakna, so now already it's a Shaila, if yeah, if not, being that you sold it, and being that you said Roitzani, let's say, so at this point, if you want to say that you were like Gomer Amakna, it's going to be Dvarim Shabalev, and Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim. As opposed to, if you're forced to give somebody a matana, There we know for sure you don't want to give the matana. It's what's known as an umdin of the muchach, and everyone that ever learned in yeshiva knows that even though dvarm shabalev ain't dvarm, but with this an umdin of the muchach, what it is you're thinking, then avad dvarm shabalev havi dvarm. So said Reb Chaim, you want to know pshat and tell you of azav and zvini zvini? It's not because we know for sure that you were gomer amakni. We don't know for sure that you were gomer amakni. Oh, but it can zayn you were gomer amakni. Because it's zikr ishtar kitzat. You're getting something in return, and it could be you were gomer amakni. Being that it could be you were gomer amakni, and you sold it, and you said, right, Sani. So now we're ready. If you want to argue and you want to taina that I really wasn't Gomer HaMakni, now it's going to be Dvarim Shabalev, and Dvarim Shabalev, and Dvarim. As opposed to tell you of the Yoev, where you vada, I didn't mean to give the matana to Numa the Muchach, it's not a Dvarim Shabalev. So said Reb Chaim, the Gemara Kedushin can't steer it to the Gemara Cheskes Abatim. Faker, the Gemara Kedushin complements the Gemara Cheskes Abatim. You need the two Gemaras Sezamin in order to understand that was Sugi, what's going on over here. When you learn Cheskes Abatim, you think, oh, tell you of Azav and Zvine, for sure you had a mind to sell it. It's not for sure, and let's be honest, it's not for sure. It's for sure when you're forced to give a matana, you aren't gomer makni, but it's not for sure when you're forced to sell that you had a mind to sell it. It's possible, yeah, it's possible not. So, okay, so if that's the case, let's ask him. Let's find out. So why are we saying tol yuv azav and zvini zvini? The teretz is because if not, it's going to be dvarim shabalev, because now those dvarim are being soisa your actions, because your actions were yet to sell it. So you're no different than the guy that sold all his nechasim adai to lemesa klaretz Yisrael, and he didn't speak out mefurish that he was going to Eretz Yisrael. If he comes back later and he says, you know, that's what I was thinking, I'm sorry, dvarim shabalev ain't dvarim. You sold it. Now you're telling me you were thinking something else. You can't think connected what it is you did. So to the extent that tell you of his oven zvini, zvini, because there is a tzad of Gomer HaMakni, if you want a taina, you will like Gomer HaMakni, now it's going to be a Dvarim Shabalev, and that's good for why tell you of Azav and Zvini Zvini. So again, in our Gemara, it's Mavur tell you of Azav and Zvini Zvini, Agavun to Gomer HaMakni. From the Gemara Kedushin, it sounds like it has something to do with Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim. The Rajbis Kasha, Zok Reb Chaim, they're both true. Agavun to Gomer HaMakni doesn't mean for sure. Agavun to Gomer HaMakni means maybe. Okay, so if it's maybe, so ask him, the Teretz is, because it's going to be Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim, which is exactly what the Gemara said in Masechtas Kedushin. It's a little bit of a hard Reb Chaim, but it goes to the core of understanding what's going on over here. The Yisoid of Agav Unzi Gomer HaMakni is not that we know for sure it was Agav Unzi Gomer HaMakni. What it means is that it could be that it was Gomer HaMakni, but being that it could be it was Gomer HaMakni, and it's not for sure that he wasn't Gomer HaMakni, so now if you're going to say that you were like Gomer HaMakni, it's Dvarim Shabalev, and Dvarim Shabalev ain't Dvarim.